A day has been dedicated to the legacy of FITAS. They're celebrating the heritage of the once vibrant FITAS community. A number of individuals, role players have come together to put this together. And we're joined on the line by Shakil Garda to talk to us about the event. Shakil, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shakil, tell us, what is this event all about?
So, basically, it's a group of young people that discussed having an event for Heritage Day, because it's often reduced recently to a Braai Day. And there is no discourse within the Muslim community necessarily about where we come from and whether it's, you know, looking back at the actual origins of Islam in the country or recent history such as that of the Group Areas Act and our families getting, you know, displaced from FITAS to further communities such as Lanesia, Alvarado Park, Passmont, and the general Johannesburg populace. But the thing was that us as young people sat down and said, let's do something, and that's basically why we're doing this on Saturday.
Yes, really important initiative, especially for the youth. And tell us more, why is it relevant for youth to highlight the community of FITAS?
Look, I think if you're looking from a youth perspective, we were not really there when the Group Areas Act happened or was put in place. So having not grown up in that era and constantly having to hear this from our family and our parents and grandparents that, you know, they had stores, they had homes in a vibrant place and they were displaced, it's all just talk for us. And I think if we don't really engage with it, then we tend to find that we're in a place of privilege where we don't realize that our own people struggle too, just as others are struggling in the country at the moment. And if we understand that better, we can empathize with those struggles better, I think.
An important point, undoubtedly. What exactly will happen at the event?
Okay, so the event is set to start at 11 o'clock. We have an array of cultural displays and speaking, so that's across all the racial and cultural groups. But specifically at 2:34, 3 p.m., the Muslim Students Association Union and the Muslim Youth of South Africa will be taking over the program from 3 p.m. until 4 p.m. with a speaker, a man named Madni Halim, who was from the community and is currently at UJ, a lecturer there and a researcher there. So he'll be speaking, and then we'll have young people doing poetry. We'll have a dhikr jama'ah doing a 5-minute dhikr, just to get the Muslim answer to Heritage Day, if I could say that, from the various communities that were in FITAS back in the day. And then at 4:30, we'll move over to the 23rd Street Masjid, which where we'll be having a hadat for an hour until Maghrib time. So we're trying to balance the spirituality with the discourse that comes with heritage as well. And so that's pretty much what we've been planning for Saturday.
As a Muslim community, why do you think people relate to FITAS?
Okay, so FITAS, for those who may or may not know, was one of the first settlements of Muslims in Gauteng region, originally by people from Cape Town coming to South Africa, coming to Johannesburg for the gold rush, and it was called the Malay location, and from there we had people from India coming through, obviously for the same reason, and this area then became a Muslim area by flavor, with of course people of other faiths as well, but very much the one place in the city where all sorts of people lived, and 14th Street was a hub, as we all told by our families, and I think it was a place of vibrance and an economy as well that thrived. And I think as Muslims itself, as a community itself, we need to unpack this history and see if we haven't perhaps lost the unity that used to exist there and how we can get it back. And by doing this, engaging on a one-day event, it's just one day, Saturday, but taking that discussion further as well.
Yes, much needed, undoubtedly, and it's really heartwarming to see the youth getting involved. All the best for the event, and we look forward to the report after the event.
Inshallah, thanks so much for speaking to us, and we hope to see all the listeners who I believe are from the FITAS diaspora at the FITAS Museum on Saturday and at the 23rd Street Masjid as well from 3 p.m. to 4:30. We will be seeing you, inshallah, at the FITAS event.
Inshallah, Allah make it a success and reward you all abundantly for the good intentions.
Amen.
Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. Shukran.